The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
March is Women's History Month, and I have very mixed feelings about dedicating a month to women's history. To me, women's history is made every day. Now, I have friends who say to me, yes, but there have been historical accomplishments by women. And I guess, yeah, that's true. Can't we just sort of celebrate those individually? Why does there have to be a month for everything? It's kind of like virtue signaling in my mind. But a young lady at the University of Cincinnati wrote a very compelling article, and I want to share it with you in the context of Women's History Month, because I just saw Lady Gaga posing with Dylan Mulvaney to celebrate International Women's Day, and I'm just not sure I'm down with that. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Michelle Tafoya Podcast.
So you likely know that food is really important in my life, and I like to eat healthy. But it's difficult to prepare really good, healthy meals in a short amount of time these days. But I just found Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, Factor. And eating better with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals has never been easier. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, and they include Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. And there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. Trust me, don't wait. Get started today. Get after your goals. These meals are delicious. They include things like salmon and vegetables, the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required, unless you consider 30 seconds, 2 minutes in the microwave cooking. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. I was really, truly surprised by how good these meals are. So head to factormeals.com/Tafoya50, T-A-F-O-Y-A 50, and use code Tafoya50 to get 50% off. That's code Tafoya50 at factormeals.com/Tafoya50 and get 50% off. I can't recommend them highly enough. I did not know there was an International Women's Day until we were adopting our daughter in Colombia, South America, and someone presented me with a rose for International Women's Day. And I thought, that's weird. I didn't know there was one. That's nice. Okay, whatever. But I don't need to celebrate my womanhood. The only time I feel like I need to celebrate being a woman is when people are trying to tell us what a woman is and is not. And then it's not really about celebrating. It's about proving, or it's about standing up for what women really are, who women really are. So this Women's History Month thing is kind of nonsense to me, as are a lot of these celebratory. I mean, we celebrate everything, right? And I just wish we could all celebrate being at liberty, independent people, individuals, rather than what some people call the accidentals, the immutable characteristics. You're either born male or female. You're born with a color of skin. It's nothing you can control. So I don't know. The celebration to me seems irrelevant and unnecessary. But I do want to share this article with you that I found, because I think she does a really good job, this young lady, at explaining the change that women are experiencing out in society in terms of how they're accepted, viewed, categorized, etc. This young woman, I hope I pronounce her last name correct. Her first name is Olivia, same as my daughter's name, Olivia Krolchik. Okay? She starts, March is Women's History Month, and women are at risk of becoming just that, history. The most radical voices are pushing to erase women, and many of these bullies hold enormous power to force us all to conform. I know this firsthand, she says. She's a University of Cincinnati student, and she says, my gender studies class professor gave me a failing grade on a project proposal for using the term biological women. Who knew that stating the truth is unacceptable in today's institutions of higher learning, places that once dedicated themselves to discovering truth? So we start there. For using the term biological women, she was told that that's like not a real term, not appropriate. She got a failing grade for using that term. Now, last I checked, biology was science. And last time I checked, everyone was criticizing people who don't believe in the science. I mean, to me, there's a, for thousands and thousands of years, women have given birth to children. And once the child is born, they say, it's a girl or it's a boy. And those words are just words, but they're used to distinguish between the two sexes. Boys generally are born with a penis, which is how you know they're boys. On the other hand, girls are born with a vagina. That's how you know they're girls. And of course, there is the DNA, not the DNA, the chromosomal makeup of each biological sex that tells us what they are. But somehow that's not enough anymore. Somehow, if you want to just dress up as a woman or say you're a woman, that is enough. So what does that do to all of us who really are women? Sorry, I can't get around this. Trans women are not, quote unquote, real women. They are like reconstructions of the person they once were. But let me get back to Olivia's article here. Our education system is not just suppressing the truth, it is intentionally and actively attacking it. This isn't speculation. In an interview with the Cincinnati Inquirer, Professor Melanie Rose Nipper admitted that she has been using her position of authority to force students to conform to her progressive views for years. Misusing one's power is the textbook definition of a bully. It's one of them. Professors should be teaching the truth, not defining it or redefining it, we might say. Nipper called my words exclusionary and contributing to heteronormativity. Oh, God, the words that are being promulgated and pushed forth at universities. That might be true, and we can debate it as we should on a college campus, but not while banning a truth. Men and women are biologically different. Correct statement. Men and women are biologically different. And when men and women get together and procreate, it takes a male and a female to do that. A biological male and a biological female to procreate. Now, there are other ways to procreate. I know, I get it, I understand. Believe me, this is a woman who went through infertility for many years, so I understand there are other ways to procreate. But ultimately, it takes a woman's egg and a man's sperm to procreate. That is science. That is part of IVF, in vitro fertilization, that everyone's got their hair on fire about because of the case in Alabama, but I digress. By the way, Alabama just codified that IVF is protected from that Supreme Court ruling in Alabama. So just so you know. All right. This Olivia goes on. This assault on truth is bigger and stronger than individual professors using their classrooms as bully pulpits. Young people are hostage to the college degree system that makes or breaks the course of our lives, earnings potential, opportunities, and types of jobs. Now, she loses me a little bit there. I know that there is this system of you got to go to college, you got to get a degree, and you're going to get a higher paying job. And generally speaking, that's probably, there's a correlation between a college degree and having opportunities and higher pay, et cetera. But it isn't, you can skip the college route and go on to become great at something else and make a ton of money. Actors do it all the time. And oh my gosh, don't get me started about Hollywood. Okay. We're captive to it and forced to participate. No, you are not forced to participate and pay for these degrees, which is why the progressive left installed diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI courses as graduation requirements. That is how a chemistry major like me ended up in a gender studies class. That's what I wanted to ask her. Why was she in a gender studies class to begin with? Well, she just explained it. She's a chem major. It is ridiculous that a college or university can say, no matter what your major is, you must take a DEI course. I am so against this notion of DEI because it is not the innocent thing it tries to portray itself as. It is not. It is forcing on us this idea of oppressor versus oppressed, you know, this women's studies stuff, gender studies that says you're exclusionary if you call someone a biological woman. It's trying to change the language. It's cultural Marxism, if we want to be frank about it. And I'd be frank. But she goes on. DEI is the vehicle by which bullies are trying to make women history and make our existence no more than a feeling. The DEI concept is a shameless abuse of power and an unmistakable indoctrination system. The fact that I applied scientific concepts and was punished for it is clear evidence. And yet the DEI virus has infected schools across the country. The University of Michigan, Villanova University, Drake University, Brandeis University, University of Massachusetts, the State University of New York, SUNY system, and the University of California are just a short list. And the power of government is even being used to drive the effort to suppress truth. Campus Reform recently reported that the federal government awarded three universities almost $1 million to, quote, create a more inclusive environment for transgender, non-binary, and gender non-conforming students. According to the project, quote, biology courses often inaccurately categorize sex and gender as binary. In biology, sex is binary. Biological sex is binary. Now, if you want to get into the gender bender stuff, that's a whole nother thing, but that's not scientific. Now, if you want to get granular about it, but at this point, I have not seen persuasive science to make me believe that all of these other areas on the spectrum of gender are scientific. Do the study. That's fine if you want to do that stunning. I don't see it yet. I have not been convinced yet. So to suggest that, you know, that a biology class cannot teach that there is male and female is insane. But this is part of DEI, and this is part of, again, this trying to force on us this ideology of the fringe, really. All right, here we go. Here's more from Olivia. The project for which I was failed for writing Biological Women examined the history of rights and opportunities that women have fought for since the late 1800s and how these rights are being affected now. Today, women are being denied opportunities, exposed to humiliation, and put in physical danger. Stories of women and girls injured by males competing in their leagues are accumulating. And sports aren't the only places where women are being put in danger and demeaned. A sorority at the University of Wyoming has been forced to allow a biological male to live in the house despite allegations of, quote, peeping and making the women uncomfortable. Yeah, and I'll put that squarely on that sorority. I know that a few girls in that sorority house tried to bring a lawsuit, but really it's the top brass at each sorority has like a kind of a top brass nationally. I mean, that's one unique case, and I hope people learn from it. That this idea of, oh, let's be inclusive and let's let in a transgender woman into a sorority. I don't know. Does that make it exclusionary to say sororities are for biological women? This territory is so new. And you have to ask yourself, like, we know that people are gay and people are straight, and we know that there is a spectrum of gender. Biology is different. And so all of that's been going on for years, but this sudden explosion of trans activism for a very small number of people, and the way that it is being forced upon others who don't agree with it or don't want to accept transgender women into their midst because they're men. And we see it being abused. Don't act like everyone is pure in this. That's not the case. It's not the case. We see biological men saying they're trans women being put in prison with women and impregnating the women. So I'm just not sure we can throw this blanket statement on that trans women are real women and that any man who suggests he's a woman, it's suddenly a woman. I'd like to ask these trans women how they deal with their menstrual cycles. Because they don't have them. People who oppose this movement have been canceled, penalized, and attacked. And I'm sure I will be for this podcast. I refuse to be silenced despite the power this professor had over my future. After my story went public, I received a message on social media from a former University of Cincinnati student informing me that the exact same thing happened to him in 2007. That's why I joined Riley Gaines in her mission to encourage all Americans to speak louder. As an ambassador for the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute, I've had the privilege to speak with students across the country to share my experiences and to encourage them to speak out against the injustices related to DEI on their own campuses. Every single one of us must speak up for our right as women to exist, or we will be completely erased. I don't know if we'll be completely erased, but women are in a new phase of feminism. The right to be acknowledged for what we are. The assault on our existence is powerful and real. My message this Women's History Month is, don't give an inch. Wow, there's a lot of innuendo and double entendre there, but I won't go there. I won't go there. This is not the only reason I'm just not a big fan of Women's History Month. I'm just not a big fan of identity politics. I'm not a big fan of saying that women should just be looked at as women and nothing else. That Black History Month, people are Black and nothing else. That somehow makes, now, certainly it contributes to your experience in the world. There is no question about that. But that's not all that women are. And I think it drives a wedge in society between men and women. And certainly now we have all these other categories that are jumping into the fray to say that they too are women. So let's get back to Lady Gaga. I mentioned this earlier. For International Women's Day, Lady Gaga posed on X, it may have been in other places too, with Dylan Mulvaney in this very affectionate sort of embracing photography session. And said, basically, whatever you want to do, you can do. If Dylan Mulvaney wants to present as a woman, that is fine. I really don't care. It doesn't impact my life at all. That's up to Dylan Mulvaney. But to suggest that that makes Dylan Mulvaney a woman, that's where I kind of go, I disagree. Looking like a woman does not make you a woman. And I don't know why we're so afraid to say that as a society. Now, people will say that to me in private all the time. But we have become scared in this DEI infiltrated world to stand up for those positions and those opinions and say a woman is a biological woman. Like she has mammary glands and she has a cycle and she produces eggs that allow her to become pregnant and deliver babies. And then for a biological woman to say, I'm now a trans man, I present as a man, I'm doing stuff with my hormones to make me male, and I'm a man who can have a baby, And we're all supposed to just say, oh, yeah, men can have babies. What is the point of this? What is the point? I don't know what we accomplish here. I truly don't. If you want to live your life a certain way, have at it. If you then are a biological male who dresses up as a female and then goes out to a Starbucks or somewhere and turns on your computer camera to record people misgendering you so you can post how you've been misgendered and how humiliating and angered you are by that, how humiliating it was, and how angry you are that you were misgendered, what are you doing with your life? Because I'm just not sure what the outcome is that you're looking for. To prove that you're a woman? If you have to work that hard to prove that you're a woman, I'm not sure you're a woman. In fact, I'm sure you're not. Women are very specific beings. And simply dressing up like one or acting in a way that you think women should act like does not make you one. And now to take Women's History Month, which again, I think is kind of this virtue signaling, oh, let's celebrate women. Just celebrate individualism. Why don't we celebrate people based on the achievements, their merits? Yes, maybe someone is the first woman. Leslie Visser was the first female sideline reporter. She was a pioneer for people like me. That is to be celebrated. But I'm not going to constrain that celebration of Leslie Visser to Women's History Month. I'm going to say it every single time someone says, who pioneered the way for women in sports? Leslie Visser's one of them. No question about it. And I will say that in December, and I will say that in June, not just in March. So I guess, you know, if we want to call this Women's History Month and we want to call attention to the things that women have done, let's put it this way. Are we going to celebrate Rachel Dolezal in Black History Month just because she presents as Black or did at one time? No. You know why? Because she's not Black. So why are we celebrating trans women during Women's History Month? I'm sorry, they're not women. They may present themselves to the world in a way that they would like to be seen, and that is fine. I don't see, this is not about being transphobic. This is not transphobic. I am not afraid of anyone trans. What I am saying is that there is truth in the matter. And the truth in the matter is that biological women have a very unique, I'm not supposed to say very unique. You know why? Because unique is a singular word and it doesn't need an adverb. I was taught that by an old friend. Women have a unique set of characteristics, scientific characteristics that make them a woman. Just as men do. By the way, I don't think we have Men's History Month. And that's probably because men have never been marginalized and women have. Well, now you're marginalizing women even more when you accept that men can be women. You know, I hate that this topic is fraught with name-calling, politics, and it's just not coming down to real truth. It's not coming down to facts. It's coming down to feelings. So, this Women's History Month, I would like to say, I don't need to be celebrated. I don't need a rose on International Women's Day. It's nice. You know what I love? I do love Mother's Day. Because that's a day when my kids can say to me, thanks for being my mom. And my husband can say, thanks for being the mother of my children. Because you know what? I am. But all of these other accidentals, the immutables that we are born with, if you want to celebrate them, knock yourself out. I'm not going to try to stop you. I don't have any hatred toward that. But can we be honest about what a woman is and what a woman isn't? I hope not too long from now, maybe 10 years, maybe 15, maybe 20, we look back on this day of, oh, what are your pronouns? And, oh, I identify as this. I hope it lands in the dustbin of history. And that's not because I don't accept individuals for being individuals. I just don't think you have to go around the world in your life expressing stuff about yourself that is the least interesting thing about you. The thing you can't control. So it's Women's History Month. Have at it if you like to do that. I applaud this young woman, Olivia. Again, I'll try her last name because she deserves that. Olivia Krolchik. And now she's speaking out with Riley Gaines. And I love their voices. I love that these young people are standing up and saying, we're women. And we've fought for a lot of these things that we didn't used to have as marginalized people. We fought to have our own sports. We fought for Title IX. We fought for the vote. And now you just want to say a bunch of men can be women? I don't know. This is an argument that's going to go on and on and on. But here is where I stand, and I'll leave it at this. I'm going to be brave enough to say that women are biologically unique, as are men. And I'm going to go out and say that if you would like to identify as a woman, that is up to you. And I have no hatred in my heart toward you. I have love for you. That is fine. But that does not make you female biologically. That does not make you a woman. Because you know what? Your experience is not what a biological woman goes through. It is not. And if you want to inject yourself or have surgery or whatever gender-affirming care you want to have, that's up to you, as Caitlyn Jenner has. That's your call. Go do it. But even Caitlyn Jenner would say, that makes you trans. That does not make you a biological woman, or conversely, a biological man when you transition. It allows you to live your life the way you'd like. But I don't think it allows you to step on the rights that women have fought for. And that's what this young lady is saying. And that's where DEI is so flippin' dangerous and grotesque. So be brave like Olivia and say what you believe and do good like Olivia and put yourself out there. Maybe devote some time to that. Even if it's in a small way, it doesn't take much. Happy Women's History Month. We will see you next time.
Fine. How are we going to know where we're going, okay?
Instincts, my dear.
And exquisite wit. Darling, if you're going to become a drag queen, you're going to have to learn these things.
What do you mean, be a drag queen? I am a drag queen.
Oh, child, no. You are simply put a boy in a dress. When a straight man puts on a dress and gets his sexual kicks, he is a transvestite. When a man is a woman trapped in a man's body and has the little operation, he is a transsexual.
I know that.
When a gay man has way too much fashion sense for one gender, he is a drag queen.
Thank you.
And when a tired little Latin boy puts on a dress, he is simply a boy in a dress.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.